Researchers at UAB published a study this month that offers hope to those dealing with severe epilepsy. It found cannabidiol, or CBD oil, helps curb seizures. The substance is derived from marijuana, although it doesn't have hallucinogenic properties, and it comes as the first CBD drug is about to hit the market. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
The study found CBD oil reduced the frequency and severity of seizures. Study participants also had fewer side effects when looking at their medications overall. UAB Epilepsy Center Director Dr. Jerzy Soflarski says that was surprising.
We don't know whether this is the effect of cannabidiol or whether this is the effect of slightly decreasing other medications or whether there is something else, but it's a very significant finding.
Advocates, particularly parents of children with severe epilepsy, have contended CBD oil helps with seizures. Soflarski says a growing body of research, like the UAB study, backs that up. The drug used in the study is called Epidiolex, and in July, the Food and Drug Administration approved it for two rare types of epilepsy. It's the first CBD-based drug approved by federal regulators. Robert Speth is a pharmaceutical sciences professor at Nova Southeastern University in Florida. He says that represents a slight softening in attitude by the feds toward marijuana, although he says there's still tight restrictions on medical research of marijuana.
You have to keep it in a locked safe. You have to have two layers of security, and it makes it very cumbersome.
Epidiolex could hit the market next year, and with a big price tag, $32,500 a year. Patients won't necessarily pay that amount, as insurers could shoulder some of that cost. A spokeswoman for Alabama's largest insurer, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, says they'll review the drug's effectiveness and safety before deciding whether to cover it. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.